What's up, what's up? Welcome back to the Just Got Laid podcast with your girls, Lakes.
And Lacey.
What's happening?
Hey, a little bit of something and a whole lot of nothing.
There she go.
Hey, there I gotta go. Bring it back. I'm waking up a little bit, so.
Question, what you watching right now?
You really want to ask me?
Yeah, I don't have nothing to watch right
you
now.
You know I only watch TV to fall asleep, right?
Oh, no.
I thought I told you that. I only watch TV to fall asleep.
You did say you didn't keep up with any of the series that a lot of people watch.
Well, there's a reason behind that. So the other day at work, we had this discussion. It was like, oh, Leia, do you watch The Chi? What do you watch? Do you watch P-Valley? I was like, I don't watch any of that stuff. And I said, the reason why is probably because you can look at it and see why I don't watch it. And then she's like, well, you got BET Plus. And I was like, my brother does. I stole his. And she was like, oh, I like watching Sisters. And I was like, oh, I think it's Sisters.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. But she was like, oh, it's really good. I said, every other scene in that whole doggone show is a sex scene. Just a bunch of black women looking very promiscuous, looking like a bunch of hoes. I was like, okay. But so I'm watching that.
Yeah.
No.
I could never get into that Tyler Perry stuff.
I love Tyler Perry. I just don't like that show.
I mean, I like his movies, but I just don't think he's one to be doing shows. But that's just my opinion. Don't attack me.
Okay.
I am excited because Handmaid's Tale is coming back out.
I do not want to watch that no more.
Why?
When I first started watching that, I was engaged and married.
It is gruesome.
And it's my whole mindset has changed, especially nowadays with like how things, like there's kind of like this small little, you know, hidden war on women. So it's like, no, I don't want to watch that, because if you think about it, when it first came out, it was just for entertainment. But if you look at it now and see where the world is going when it comes to their opinion of women, it's like, bro,
is this
about to happen? It looks like this shit is about to play out. So I don't even want to watch that, because that might give me nightmares. Like, I don't like anything that makes women look bad. I don't like anything that makes black men look bad. Like, I don't like certain shows for that reason. So, like, they'll ask me why I don't watch certain things. That's why. Because that's not the only, and I'm not saying men or women in general. You know, I'm a black woman, so let's just call it like I see it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows that make black women and black men look bad. Or, oh, it's only successful because he's a dope dealer, or he's a drug lord,
or a slave,
or she's a prostitute, or she's a stripper, or she's, you know, they're in a lot of crime. It's those are the only shows that do well.
Yeah, and I get you, because I vow to never watch another slave movie, but there is one movie I want you to watch while we're speaking of it real quick.
What's up?
Loving. Have you seen that?
No.
That's the case.
I love movies, though.
That's the case of when it was, not legal to have interracial marriage. Listen, it's probably 5 movies on hand that have made me cry. But this one, I'm talking about, I didn't even realize I was crying. I'm talking about lip trembling, like the ending. It's just such a heartbreaking, sweet story. I think you should watch it.
You love a lot of good sentimental stuff.
You know, good rom-com.
Me, I love to laugh. So the other, like I said, at work when we was discussing some of our favorite movies, I was like, one of my favorite movies when I was a kid, because they said, when you were a kid, what was your favorite movie? I was like 13. I was like, Bedazzled. And they were like, what? I said, yeah, Bedazzled with the devil. And he was like a basketball player. And it was like, damn the devil. Damn the devil to hell.
So he knew.
That was like my favorite movie. And I would always go throughout the house. And my dad looked at me like, don't say that no more. But it was in the movie. And you let me watch the movie.
Yeah. Gotcha. So what are we getting into today?
Yeah, we're going to get into Birds of a Feather. You know that little saying, Birds of a Feather flock together.
Yikes.
So, you know, we discuss a lot of things on this show. So we talk about, you know, how I stopped hanging out with certain people because, you know, in our episode of the last one, well, not the last one, but a previous episode we did with Yoshi, we talked about, you know, some of the females I stopped communicating with because of how they conducted themselves as women, and I just couldn't respect it. And it was nothing wrong with it, that was their lifestyle, cool, but I'm just not gonna hang out with y'all because that's not me. That's not me at all,
right?
So I really believe in that 100%. Like, okay, Lakes, do you believe in birds of a feather flock together?
I definitely do. I definitely do.
Hey,
definitely. And really with men, don't you hate when men have, like, let's say they have homeboys that act foolish and they're like, nah, but that's him.
Oh yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
So holding people accountable.
Right.
We said we're in one of our episodes, we was gonna hold women accountable. Mm-hmm. But yeah, more men gotta do that too. Like, yeah, don't just say that's your friend. Oh, and that's him on him. You hang out with him.
Yeah. So I mean, come on.
You don't
on.
Have no problem with it.
Exactly.
You joke. Exactly. Yeah. So, but me, I usually love it when it comes to the dating, because mm-hmm. it reveals a lot about a person.
Like.
By who they surround themselves with.
I agree.
It reveals themselves. It just reveals so much information about the person you're dating. So, like, say he's the oldest person in his friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. Nope.
What do you mean?
Nope.
So he can't.
I date older men. If you're the oldest one in your friend group, meaning, say he's 35 and you're the oldest one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Then
you're the oldest one.
Yeah.
And the other ones are 34 and 32 and 28.
How long have you been dating older men?
Since
you could date.
Shit. Whoa. No one's ever asked me that. Threw me off there.
I'm getting somewhere.
Wait a minute. I feel attacked. I feel personally attacked. Wait a minute. That's been a while.
I asked because
over 10 years.
As an upcoming 28-year-old, it's your birthday month.
Yeah. Full on Libra here.
I just felt like, you know, back in the day when I was 20 something. It's a long time ago. But
that was not a long time ago. Why are you even doing all that? Like, you're doing the most right now. Like, you're not even that much older than me.
Okay.
You act like you 40 or something. Sit down. Stand up. You sitting down.
Okay. But I used to always date older too, and I don't think older is always better.
Let me tell you something. I've dated people my age. Mm-hmm. I had to make the face and get back on the mic. But I dated people my age. Mm-hmm. I've dated one or two people, younger than me. I've dated people older than me, mm-hmm. and that's just my preference. Yeah. It doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with people around my age or younger than my age. It's just that it's my preference, because what attracts me to a man is a mindset. And most of the time, when you date someone around the age of you and you're a woman, the male does not mature as fast, like, mentally.
Yeah.
He does not mature as fast as a woman. So, like, he's still thinking about, like, money, mm-hmm. sex, drugs, if he's partaking in them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hanging out with his boys, going on trips.
But that's
doing dumb shit. Like, most of the time, like, and I've talked to him. That's mm-hmm. what I was about to say, because you made that face.
I was just going
to
say, that's not always the case. If I'm being real.
It's not.
I've only dated somebody younger than me once. And I promise you, he's the most mature man I ever dated.
Really?
And he's the youngest.
Shit, none of them I dated.
He's just the youngest. So, you know, it varies. It varies.
None of them. None of them I dated. Every last one of them. Okay. I had to sit there and tell them to grow up. I was like, this is not all life is about.
Right.
And then after I leave them alone, because it's a headache.
It is.
It's a super headache.
Like,
dealing with someone immature or young, like, not younger than you, but immature. Because if you deal with someone who's younger than you and they're mature, like you had, it's cool. Mm. But when you deal with someone who is younger than you and they're immature, it's a headache. I don't understand how people want to go through a headache every day.
Yeah.
Like, it's peaceful when you don't have to deal with a headache, when you don't have to sit here and tell somebody what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and constantly lecture them on why they're wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I shouldn't stay out with my friends until 3:00. Do you think that's a good idea every day? Yeah.
Would you like it if it was the other way around?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Because I think if I do it now, I'm a hoe, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's come on. Let's play fair.
And let's just be honest. Yeah, a lot of men think it. Well, I'm gonna put it this way. I'm gonna be honest, because mm-hmm. Yes, anything you do, she can do. But women, please tread lightly when you do that, because y'all sit there and say it, and then be crying in my phone at 2:00 in the morning,
and don't
while
cry.
He out doing the same thing you did.
True.
That tit for tat shit. It plays an emotional toll. That's why I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if he doing it. You can walk away and leave him alone. That hurts him more than if you would have just showed him you was a hoe. Like, and just went out there and did the same thing he did. Because trust me, I done hurt a lot of people more just by leaving them alone than doing them wrong. But now, I've done some people wrong, though.
Okay, you're right. I used to be the LeBron James of playing games.
Okay? Wait, what?
I used to be that.
Wait, what?
The LeBron James of playing games.
One more time. Hold on.
LeBron. 6 rings, right?
Yeah.
LeBron James of playing games.
So, wait. Where did you get that?
I think that was in a Big Sean verse.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's where I got it from. That is where
I got it from. I gotta find that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
But it used to be fun, you know, tit for tat, but you grow up.
Like, heck, you said, no, it ain't fun. It's a headache. You sit there and fighting.
It's like you want to get one
each other
up.
Out.
Yeah, you want to get one up on each other, but then you grow up and you like, it's not even worth it.
You're
you
not
win.
Even one. You're not one up in anybody. Right. You're actually hurting yourself and the relationship itself. So when a lot of people do it, they don't even realize that by the time that you're done, both of y'all have done so much hurt and damage to each other that you don't even want each other. You still love each other, but you don't even want each other.
Right.
That's the dumb part.
But yeah, like you said, if he's the oldest in the friend group, that's a nope.
That's a nope for me. Okay. Birds of a feather. Flock together. But look, if you're the oldest, you got to go. I like men that have other mature men.
So she don't want the big homie.
No, I don't want him. Because I want the one that got good friends around him. That way, when we get in an argument, they're not going to sit there and say, fuck her, we're going out tonight. Yeah, like, No, I don't want that. Like, oh, plenty of bitches out here, dude. No. Right. I need him to be around those mature males that are married. To be like, look, bro, we'll go out and get drunk if you want. We'll hang out for a little bit.
I had an ex help his roommate mistress get away. And that's when I knew we had to be done. Because I'm like, if you're doing this, what he going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, fellas. I know y'all going to say, no, it is. That's what it is. Like, if you showing me that you let him hop in the car. I didn't even know I was just in the car. And he trying to run from the girl. Like, you're his accomplice? What's going to happen when you trying to cheat?
Exactly, same thing.
So, no.
But to be honest with you, I like the males. Like, we were sitting we were sitting in one of my relatives' living room. Mm-hmm. They was telling me about how this guy was, don't kill me, y'all. They was telling me about this guy had tried to bring mistresses over his friend's house. Mm-hmm. And all his friends were married. All his friends were married. And every last one of them did the most mature male thing I respect to this day. Mm-hmm. Every last one of them said, you got to take that somewhere else. Like, that was their friend. But they were a friend in that instance. They when it came to that situation, they were a friend. They said, look, hey, bro, you got to take that somewhere else.
I don't want no parts.
That I don't want that at my house.
In the words of social media, that's a king right there.
There you go. So that's why I said, when a man has a friend group, mm-hmm. and he's, even if he's the oldest, as long as his friends are mature, and like I said, because some, okay, if he's like 40 and he's the oldest in that group, mm-hmm. and some of his friends are like 39, 38, but they're all telling him the right way, that would be the only, you know, exception.
That's the only exception. Gotcha.
But like, if he's like 35 and most of his friends are like 20 something. Mm-hmm. What? No.
Yeah.
Because all they're gonna do is tell you to go fuck somebody else.
Right.
And we're not fixing anything. Mm. So I respect that male group. I was like, y'all got some really good friends in y'all group.
Yeah.
Those are the ones you need. The ones that hold you accountable. Not the ones that go along with your bull.
Not the ones that promote the bull.
Yeah, the ones that hold you accountable. Those are dope.
Yeah.
And can teach you something and can actually be like, hey, no, you just upset. Yeah. The reason why you're upset is because you care about her. If you care about her, then that means you don't want to go do something stupid.
And especially if you're friends with the female too. You know what I mean?
I mean, most of the time, I'm not friends with my significant others.
Yeah. But you have some couple groups that are friend groups. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, you sit in her face every Sunday and you let him do shit on Saturday. Mm. But then a lot of people don't care. If it ain't them, they do not care. Okay. So, hey. But birds of a feather.
What about females?
Oh. I'm going to let you start.
Oh, you're going to let me start?
Yeah.
I do not like the females that automatically be all the same way. Like, I'm not the big homie in my group. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of older women in my group. And they're super dope. And they be like, Leia, know. I be like, okay. You might be right. Let me think about it.
Yeah.
And so with females, though, it's totally different because they'll be mature, but they're not. No, naive is the wrong word. Ignorant. Ignorant is the best word. Mm-hmm. Because they'll sit there and know what they're doing is wrong and do it anyway.
Yeah. with females, it's like, why are you trying to fit in?
Exactly.
Like, why are you trying to fit in? Be yourself. And if you can't be yourself amongst this friend group
then
of women,
remove them.
Then I don't think they're your friends, sweetie.
They're not.
Yeah. So stop trying to fit in. This isn't high school anymore. It wasn't good then.
It wasn't good then, and it's not good now.
Exactly. So it's just like, just be yourself. You don't have to wear what she wears. You don't have to do what she do. You don't have to go where she go.
Date the dude she date. Exactly. Like the type.
Exactly. So,
like, bro, just be yourself. And if they're your friend, they're going to love you no matter who you are.
Right.
And be around you no matter what you do.
Right.
God. Or the birds of a feather that always flocking together but compete with each other.
Secretly?
Yes.
Yeah.
And but, like, I used to have that friend group. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have that one?
I had my she mean girls.
She tried to date, like, literally. Mm-hmm. She dated everyone I dated.
That's
we
like,
break up.
All these
here she
in the
is,
world.
And they DM. And I said, see, this is what.
Oh, she was the aggressor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And it was like, that's why I tell certain men, because when I was younger, I didn't know what that was. And that's a person who is either envious or jealous of you, but they're in your friend group.
I can eat.
Oh, you can eat. Your intimate fastness.
And I'm getting hangry.
You got a little slim fast shake.
You hold me over till I leave.
Why are you going?
Look, I did an hour workout this morning. I'm starving.
But yeah. Okay, I ain't mad at you. I was like, whoa, is she gonna shake it up and everything? Like,
oh, it's 12:04, 4 minutes late.
Okay. Anyway, but like, she would try to date every last one of them. And that's why I tell men, like, they have that in their friend group. Mm-hmm. That's not your friend. That's if y'all network, y'all in the same field, whatever, because, you know, there's always money to be made. But mm-hmm. if you got a friend that's constantly always trying to dress like you, be like you, and this is male or female, dress like you, be like you. If you stop dating a certain person, they try to talk to them, they go smash them just so they can say, oh, I had his bitch. Like, no.
Right.
That's not your friend. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, you know, growing up black, that's in a lot of songs. Like, oh, I'll take his bitch. Like, that is the number one thing that's in a lot of songs nowadays.
It's go a lot listen. Of songs now. City girls, I'll take your man.
Yeah, that's true.
You can have him, boo.
Hey, if you could take him.
Yeah, if you can
you
get
can
him.
Have him. Like, I don't feel no type of way about it, because if he was mine, he would have never been yours. Mm. So, hey, if you could take them, you keep them. Trust me. I was built for them. You're not.
Right.
So, that comes with a whole different life. You ain't ready for it. And then they be the main ones crying. Right. Oh, no, you wanted them. Mm-hmm. You keep them.
That's why you got to have your own beliefs and actions, like we were saying.
Yeah.
Like, stop moving off, I guess, the ringleader or the leader of the group. Like, be your own person.
What is always a leader? It's always a leader.
I feel like it's a leader if you allow it
no,
to
no,
be
no,
a leader.
No, there's always a leader. There is always one person that's just a little more, you know, vocal, or a little mm-hmm. more, you know, advanced or even mature. And there could be times where the leader role shifts to another person depending on the circumstances or the situation.
Yeah.
But there's always a leader. Like,
it
I don't,
shouldn't be, though. Eh. I don't think so. I mean, there's you can have somebody who's more outgoing. I get that. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make you the leader.
Okay. But, like, in business-wise, that would make you the leader. Okay. Because then they would take your advice on it, and yeah. everybody would follow you. And yeah. then you would have one that's more, you know, a leader when it comes to fashion, or mm-hmm. when it comes to makeup, or when it comes to going out. They're the person to come to because they're the most social butterfly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the leader role can shift. That's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. There is always a leader. Right. You just got to understand and respect each other's roles.
Yeah,
that's all. It's nothing wrong with having a leader. Heck, there's times where I am a leader. I'd be like, okay. And then there's times where I'm not.
And it's nothing wrong with being birds of a feather, right? But you don't have to always flock together. Like, you can do your own thing. You can have a group. You can be in a group. But you don't have to do what the group does.
Y'all know I like being alone.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think a lot of people see a problem with that.
No, I don't think a lot of people see a problem with it. I think people who have a fear of being alone see a problem with it.
Bingo. I was online and, you know, people are constantly attacking other people who praise being alone. You know, who like being in their own zone. They're like,
and I ain't talking about single. We're talking about people who just love. I am the woman. I'm going to just go ahead and say, mm-hmm. I am the woman. If you ever get in a relationship with me, or if you're ever married to me, and you be like, now I got to sit here and figure out how I'm going to talk to Lay T. about this room, this little man cave I want. You don't have to figure it out, sweetheart. It was already in the plans when you started dating me. Yeah. You got to get away from me. There's times where I want to be alone. I don't want that. The whole house is mine.
Matter of fact, it's true, but I want a closet where I can sit in, and, you know, a bathroom. Like, that's going to be my
that's
area.
That's not a she cave, though.
That's what I'm going to call it.
Okay. I'm about to say, that's like a walk-in closet.
That's like what I said on another episode. We don't have to always be up on each other. But I wasn't talking about just relationship-wise. I'm saying period.
Period, you know? Yeah. Friends, too. Mm-hmm. Like, me and Lace don't talk to each other every day.
Right.
I ain't even know what time she was going to get here today. I was like, hey, I ain't even talk to her. Yeah. Like, it was a nice little ride here with my music blasting.
Yeah.
So, kidding not, but it's in the plans for me already when I start dating you.
Yeah.
That you're going to have your own room.
You're going to have your own life.
Where you can go. And be in there with all your favorite toys, doing everything you want to do underneath the... hell, you could beat your meat until it falls off. And hopefully it attached when I need it. But... No, I'm sorry. You was trying to swallow.
You gotta make me pull you on you.
I know, right? I was trying to make you spit all that out. I'm glad
I haven't heard beat my meat was since like the seventh grade.
Mine was water. If you would have spit that on me, I've been very sticky. Okay, like, thank you.
Pause. Hey, yo.
Don't pull a cane in here. Don't do that. I mean, you haven't heard beat your meat.
What? I haven't heard that since like the sixth grade. That's why I was
what?
Listen, have your parents ever talked to you about sex? Have you ever got the birds and the bees talk?
My dad. Very awkward situation.
I learned about sex in school.
Really?
Yes. Like, I never... I'm a late bloomer.
Hold on, y'all. We're going to get back on topic, but let's hear this.
My mom just never talked to me or my brother about it.
No, my dad did.
And, you know, kids at school was already doing stuff, and, you know, that the boys used to be like, beat my meat in the hallways. I'm like, what is that? And then it was explained.
That's when you heard beat my meat? What year was that? Like, what? Not year, but what grade were you in?
Six.
Oh yeah, that's the grade. Yeah, okay. For our generation, that's the grade.
Yeah.
Six now grade. It's younger. They've been hearing about it when they're 10. Yeah.
Which is my poor sister. She just started high school. Lord, be with her. Let's let her get through high school. No babies. Amen.
We're just gonna have a moment of silence after that one. Sorry, because she caught me completely off guard.
Seriously, these kids is, you know,
they something else.
They growner than us.
Yeah, but I remember. Hey, this is completely off topic. We gonna get back. But I remember we was talking about this the other day. I gotta say it. I was like, my niece getting tall, and she starting to get a little beside herself. And I was like, yeah, you think you strong, but do you not know that I'm not hitting you at full capacity? So if you really want to, I'll knock you dead in your shit. And she was like, she looked at me like,
how old is she?
She's 10. She looked at me like, okay, I'm backing up. I'm backing up. Because, like, she really was, like, hitting me. And I was like, all right, you got one more time. Because in a minute, we're going to square up. And you're not going to like the results from it.
Wait, is she a teenager auntie?
I know, right? Like, that's her mama problem, though. Like, but she is getting a little beside herself. Yeah. She's a beautiful girl. And, yeah, she's going to be a headache.
They wild. My sister is 14, and I just blocked her on TikTok.
What?
I don't want to see you rubbing your hand down your boob and your tongue out. Like, you know, I don't want to see that. So, bye.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, hey.
Being an aunt or a big sister is just hard.
It is. It is.
Anyway. But, yeah. Love them little kids, though. Love them little crumb snatchers.
Yeah.
Little scrubs. Yeah. What's the other one I call them? Freeloaders.
Freeloaders. Broke besties.
No, I don't even call them that. I call you what they called me when I was a kid. Freeloader. Hey, go give me something to drink. Mama, she called me a freeloader. And my sister be looking at her like, you are, though. Go get her something to drink. Like, you live here for free. That is the definition of a freeloader.
Right.
Freeloader. Okay, anyway, you think I'm going to change? I'm not going to change. Girl, get up. Give me something to drink. Anyway, so back to it. Birds of a feather. How the heck we get on kids, bro?
Beat my meat.
Wait.
That's how it started.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. So, birds of a feather. Have you ever had, like, a certain friend group that actually thought you were the problem?
Yes.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
Like, I think I told you about this before. I love these girls. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We had great times. But, like I told you, people can be jealous of your spirit. So they'll make it seem like you're the problem.
Yeah.
You know, so I became a problem because I was well liked, you know, by these girls' family and friends. And then they ganged up.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's like, you were stealing her people.
And they and I love these people. So I have to always go back to that because that was a learning lesson for me. Like, I never did a big group of females after that. I have female friends, but I never did the big group of female friends after that. It was hard for me
to trust. After you mature to a certain age, you realize that when you have too many people around you, it's too many different personalities. It's too many different backgrounds and too many different unknown circumstances and situations that you're not aware of that can bring a lot of drama into your life. And so as I got older, I realized what a lot of my older friends were saying. Like, okay, one day you're going to learn. You're going to have real friends.
Yeah.
You're just going to have a bunch of associates.
Yeah.
And now I'm getting to that point now where I'm like, okay, yeah, I know what you mean. Because I don't have a big friend group. Like, I have friends. And we talk to each other when we get up. It's completely dope. And now I have a bunch of associates. So people sit there and be like, oh, this is my friend, Lay. And I'm like,
yeah, you can't use that term.
No,
loosely.
Don't call me your friend. We're work associates and we're getting to know each other. That's what we are.
Right.
Work associates.
And that's people use those terms loosely.
And like, they do. I was like, I'll tell people in a minute, you know? Like, hey, we're building a friendship. You know, it could possibly grow into one.
Yeah, possibly. And it could possibly not.
Yeah. it is what it is.
Yeah, you just keep it moving. But you don't have to sit here and be malicious to someone or be, you know, I guess mad at someone for that. Like, especially if you're supposed to be friends. So I just realized they weren't my friends. Yeah. And, you know,
hey, look,
this little birdie flew on to her own feather, I guess, you know, flopped by herself. But
yeah, your own little,
my own little
migrated by yourself.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck them hoes.
Honestly, fuck them hoes. But I actually got an apology from one like 2 years ago.
I did too.
And you know what? Shout outs to her. I appreciate it. It was kind of
unexpected.
Yeah, and it was later on. But I mean, I can only imagine what it took for her to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
A lot of
sometimes
accountability
people,
and self growth.
Yeah. So sometimes some people want to better themselves and they want to right their wrong. So I appreciate her doing that. But you know, that didn't rekindle the friendship.
Nope.
It's like,
you already
I wish you well.
Crossed me.
Yeah.
And you spent so much time to come back. Like, why did they wait like years?
Yeah, I think it was now, 5 years later.
Yeah, because mine was like, when was that? 2015? Came back this year. I was like, what? Oh, no, 2021.
Because they realized.
It's
you
like
know?
6 years later. What? Oh, a year? I understand. You know, because anything can happen in a year.
Yeah.
6 years? Bruh, I didn't move. I didn't change it to a whole nother person. Like, I don't even want to hang out with people.
You're
like,
I don't even remember your last name. Like, who?
I don't.
Really?
Really don't. I know your first one. Barely.
Yeah. Really. I just was like, okay, thank you. I appreciate it. But you know,
I've been over that, boo.
I think maybe you got that apology. Maybe she saw that you were doing well. You know, maybe she saw that she wasn't
missed out
stopping
on
it.
A good
exactly.
friend.
Exactly.
Because she had a lot of bad ones around her.
Yeah.
And she thought they were her friends.
And she... I've been through that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're
and then
group.
She was like, oh, well, I had them talk crap about you. Mm-hmm. You left them alone. You went and lived your life. And then you can't, like, you not even concerned about them anymore. Don't even care about them. Mm-hmm. And then they later on be like, oh, I miss Leia. Because Leia was so dope. She was genuine. Oh, okay.
It's like you grow. You know what? She wasn't a problem. Or maybe the same thing happens to you. Mm-hmm. See, you chose the band with them when it was against me.
Bandwagon.
Yeah, but then it happens to you and you like, damn.
Yeah, this is how this feel.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, birds of a feather flock together.
Birds of a feather do flock together. Don't let them tell you otherwise.
Hey, but that reminds me. Did you ever have, like, male friends?
I did.
That, you know, they were in your friend group. They also had their own friend group.
Mm-hmm.
And those friend groups did not, no matter what you did, you could not get them to be, you know, harmonic.
Yeah, that same group of girls I'm telling about, we had a group of guy friends.
Okay.
Like, was four of us and five of them.
Okay.
And, no.
Constantly, did they commingle with each other?
That was the problem, though.
Yep.
We're friends. Stop dealing with each other on a personal level.
Yep.
That's when you do that, it makes everything weird because we're all your friend, but now y'all fucking around and something goes wrong and now you mad
we can't
at Jimmy.
Out with him.
Now we can't talk to Jimmy because we being
we've been
to
loyal
you,
to you.
But then Jimmy our friend too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that went left real quick. I'm still in contact with some of the men because, you know, men aren't as catty as women. They're not as catty. But
you sure about that?
No, it's some bitch niggas.
Whoa.
It's some bitch niggas when I ain't talking about them.
Oh, wow. She went all the way there.
Like, men aren't going to... A lot of men not going to make a scene or try to... Y'all come to my side. They're not going to do that.
They're just going
to
do it behind the scenes.
Basically. And I guess that is bitchy.
That is bitchy.
That is bitchy. Hey.
Okay, now we have an accent. All right, but kid you not, like, I had the same thing happen, mm-hmm. and I just stayed out of it. I didn't talk to neither side.
How though? And did they not think you were not loyal because of that?
Do you know my name is okay? My name may be Lacey on the show. My name is Leia. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna make me do anything I don't want to do. I'm not picking a side. Y'all got the problem. You figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the friend I am, and that's the friend I'll always be.
Right.
Like, because if I don't have an issue with you, I'm not going to make an issue with, say, someone else here because you two have an issue. I don't care. Y'all figure that out. Y'all talk it out.
But that's how it was. For all I care. You just took me back to high school days. I remember this girl wanted to fight me in ninth grade.
Oh, did you fight her?
No, because my mouth is lethal, honey. I don't ever have to throw the hands because this mouth gonna get you together.
Oh no, after a certain time when I was in high school, we stopped talking and we just fought.
When you hit people with their truth, they back down real quick. Even at that age. So basically, she was popular. She had everybody was her friend. But me and her, we was the only people that had problems. And I can't give his name because then that's going to tell what high school I went to. Anyway, police officer calls us into like this circular room or whatever. And it's like me on one side and like 15 girls on the other side. And he goes around, "What's your problem with her?" My girl don't like her, so I don't like her.
You sound stupid.
I promise you, that was my whole high school experience, though. But they grew up.
Bird mindset.
Yeah. But a lot of people do think like that. Like, how you talking to her and she talk about me? You must be talking about me, too. No, I'm not. We don't even discuss you.
At all.
Yeah. And if it ever got to that point, I remove myself because you both are my friend and I'm not about to disrespect either one.
Exactly.
You know? So people think like that.
And now I'm all for being the friend that if there was a misunderstanding and I heard the situation... Like,
and you deemed it was wrong.
Yeah, I just deemed that both of y'all got the misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Like, if I hear one side of the story and then I hear another side of the story and there's no real feud between the two, I will get in the middle then because I am really good at, like, being a mediator. But I don't want to because if it's an argument, I'm not getting in shit. You do that by yourself.
At work. Mm-mm.
You do that by yourself. Like, if it's about to be an argument, y'all can do that by yourself. Yeah. But, like, if I see there's a misunderstanding, I'll step in and be like, that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is blah, 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 blah.
Okay, but that's your stance on friendship, right? What mm-hmm. about your man? Because it's a lot of women that's like, if I don't fuck with her, you can't. If I don't talk to him, you can't. What's your stance on that?
That is the code. That is
okay,
the
code. So then it applies.
It applies. when two become one, okay? That is the code. If you got a dude you don't like, I don't like his ass either. You seen how Beyonce came at 50 when him and Jay wasn't getting along? That's why. When two become one, fuck him. We don't like him.
Jay don't care. And 50 was laughing.
I don't care. You don't like him, I don't like him.
I just feel like it has to be.
I don't even need to know why.
But look at it this way. Half the time, you're not even going to like your man friends. You know? Like, they're going to get on your nerves. But that don't mean.
And especially if you're attractive.
Yeah, but that don't mean you can't. He can't talk to his friends because you don't like him.
No, you can
now talk. If his friends call you out your name, try to holler at you or do something, then yeah.
I know I've never had that situation, but I've always had like the guy with the friend groups that like they'll never disrespect their friend and be like, oh yeah, she's super pretty, where'd you find her? But they'll be like aggravating the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. Like ask me a million questions. Mm-hmm. And like any other time a female will walk in the room, they'd be like, oh hey, how you doing? And then with me, well hey, what are you doing over there? Well, why are you doing that? Well, when you're gonna stop? I'm like, bruh, well, you ain't got nothing else to do.
They think they're your brother. That's what.
No,
you know?
It's the fact that they kind of are attracted to you. And just like when we were kids, we would aggravate the girl or the guy we liked.
Yeah,
they do the same thing. And so, like, I've had males that I dated. They pick up on it, be like, bruh, go on somewhere else. No,
nah. Let me ask you this: why don't you stop being friends with them when you pick up that they're attracted to you?
You're talking about my friends?
Because you just said it'll be your guy friend, and he does that because he's slightly attracted.
Oh, no, no, no. I said it was his friend. I had friends that were attracted to me.
Of course.
When they cross that line, you gotta go.
And it sucks. Because I really look at you that way as a good friend.
So I am a good friend. So if you really want to risk it, go right ahead. There's nothing wrong with being attracted to someone. You just got to control yourself.
Yeah, you're not blind.
Yeah, like no one's telling you to think that your friend is ugly and she's not. Mm-hmm. Or think your male friend is ugly and he's not.
Right.
But to appreciate the friendship more, that's a whole different thing.
And it doesn't matter what people think about your friendship too. Because I have a friend, the guy Chris I was talking about earlier, he is my friend. Mm-hmm. But he's basically married with a child, right? But he's gorgeous.
You said basically.
Like they've been together for like 10 plus years. You know, aww, they just had a baby. They're in a love.
Little common law marriage.
Yeah.
It ain't real, but y'all got it. Can't do nothing with it, but you got it.
I basically watched him grow up. You know, me and his sister were roommates in college. Mm-hmm. But he's a gorgeous man. But if people see us out, like let's say we did lunch or something, they would not believe that we're just friends. And I'm like, it's okay to think he's handsome. That does not mean I want him sexually. And I think men can think that way too. But per men that I know, they're like, nah, he just want to mess with you.
I mean, but in a sense, are they wrong?
Every man don't want to F you.
No, but in a sense, are they wrong? Like, at one point, when he first met you, did he?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm not going to lie to myself.
We start off as friends, and he's always respected that boundary.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to lie to myself. I'm definitely not. I'm not saying you are, but every male friend I've had.
Even your best?
Even my best friend.
So you're saying he didn't take it down a notch until you told him, like, look.
No, I'm saying I know my best friend at one point wanted to fuck me. I'm saying the truth. I know at one point he did when he first met me. Very first met me.
See, I don't know because I don't even ask because I don't want to know.
I know because I can pick up on people's body language and how they look at you. And when he saw... I needed a friend more. He just stepped into that role and never came out of it and never disrespected it. So to lie and be like, oh no, my male friend has never wanted to fuck me. My male friend has never tried it. Like, well, he's never tried it, but I'm not gonna lie to myself and say he's never wanted to. Like, I know he does.
I wouldn't know.
But I'm very grateful and I love the crap out of that man. He's never tried. And he's never even crossed that boundary.
And shout outs to him. I appreciate him as a female.
But I'm going to just let you know, Chris wanted to fuck you at one point.
No.
Yes, he did. Yeah, very beginning. Maybe. No. Like the first day. No. He looked at you and was like, damn, she got a nice ass.
Anywho, anyway. So, okay. I think the last bulletin we have is like originality is rare when it comes to this whole topic that we're discussing.
So oftentimes when you see people who are in bird of a feather flock together packs, it's because they lack originality. Mm-hmm. They don't even know who they are. You know, I'll say this a million times on this show.
Yeah.
Especially about a millennial. I am a millennial. Mm-hmm. So I'm a hold y'all accountable. I don't care about generation X, Y, Z, L, M, Q, P. What, huh?
I'm a millennial too, because last time we was on the show, you was like, y'all Gen X? I'm not Gen X.
I was talking to Yoshi.
Oh, okay. It was Yoshi. Yeah, I call Yoshi a baby boomer. Damn.
Yeah, you did. You did call him a baby boomer.
My bad, Yoshi.
And I don't even know what year that
That's
is.
That's like 1946 to like, whoa, 1970. My bad, you Yoshi. You already old? Know.
He's old. He's older than my mom.
He's not. He's Gen X.
No. Yoshi, you know I care about you, bro. You the big homie. But she just called you old.
No.
She called you a baby boomer.
I'm apologizing right now. He is Gen X. Anyway.
Yoshi, it's funny. You'll get over it. Love you, though. Appreciate you.
But yeah, originality is rare.
Yeah, it is. Especially in the millennial. Mm-hmm. Because we have so many different people. So we're going to get off the birds of a feather for a second.
Yeah.
But we have so many different people now in our generation where they are trying to be a Sierra and have a Sierra's prayer. Or they're trying to be an India and have a little Dirk. And then they're trying to have the princess treatment. And, oh, I want to be flued out. And I want all this stuff. And that's the reason why I say, like, a lot of people, when I say we'll discuss it later, me and you talked another time, I said we'll discuss that later.
Yeah.
About not going all out the first couple of dates, because you need to allow time to get to know somebody. You need to allow time to actually decide if you like them before you do all that. Right. Before you feel like you waste your time.
Then you feel like you wasted your money. Yeah, and your time. I get that. I still ain't doing no
it brings out anger. Okay. We understand.
Okay.
You're not doing a 4 for 4. I'll do the free walk in the park just to talk to you.
I will do that before Wendy's. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yes. I've done it.
But it's a free walk in the park.
Yoshi said a 4 for 4. And you got to share the drink. He said 2 straws.
A free walk in the park versus some food.
Yep. Before you insult me with a biggie bag.
A free walk in the park. Mm-hmm. Lex, I want you to hear that.
We can walk and get to know each other. You know, like you said, see if we like each other. See if the vibe is there.
You can do that over a biggie bag too.
Nah. I'd rather stay home and eat my peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, I don't really care what we do, to be honest with you. To be honest with you, I love originality to that point mm-hmm. where if whatever you want to do, let's see what you about. Okay. Because I want to get to know you. So I can't get to know you if you're pretending to be like Lil Durk,
right?
Or if you're pretending to be like Russell or mm-hmm. Sierra, I can't get to know you. Mm-hmm. I can't decide if I like you. Because then when you introduce people to something that you're not, you got to try your hardest to keep it. You got to sit there and keep changing and evolving. You see that? You got to wait for another person to make their step before you can make yours. When if you were just yourself, you could just make your own steps and not care.
That's no life to live. I would imagine that's stressful, you know?
Hey, yeah. Sure. I don't have it, but I guess for them. I just do what's best for Leia. Mm-hmm. I treat you the way I want to be treated. And then I do certain things that I see you like because I like the way that you reacted to them. Mm-hmm. So even this is friendship-wise, it's relationship-wise, it's coworker-wise. I treat people the way I want to be treated.
Yeah.
Even if I don't like you, I still treat you with respect.
Yes. Yes.
And that's where originality comes in. And so, like, me, I'm a laid-back person. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have been on very expensive, extravagant dates. Mm-hmm. And I've been on ones that weren't.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. Someone asked me what was my best date. And I'm going to tell y'all. My best date was when I was in high school. It was in my first love. It was a Libra. And we both were like, I ain't going to say that. But it was cold. It was during the winter times. And my favorite date was eating pizza, watching all my favorite movies, and his the entire day.
That's so dope. I was trying to think what's my best date.
That was my best date. Like, I've been on dates where the water was out. And like, we went out there, walked across the Battery in Charleston. The lights were shimmering off the water. I said the water was out.
My best date was in Charleston.
Your best date was in Charleston?
But it was some pretty woman stuff. I can't even. It was nowhere near as laid back as yours.
Mine was really laid back. And we just talked and laughed. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite dates. You talk and laugh.
Yeah, you being yourself.
You don't have to sit there and wear makeup and try to impress a person. Mm-hmm. You just get to be yourself. And then later, like, me and my first love, I think we were off and on for years. But still, that doesn't mean, like, that was our only date.
Right.
That was just my favorite
one. That's the one
That's my favorite one. Gotcha. Yeah, there was times where I got dressed up and I went out, but that's not my favorite date.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. You ain't gonna keep me in the house all the time, but
that's my thing. Oh my God. Listen, don't get me wrong, my homebody. Like I said on the last show, I wanna come over and cuddle up. I wanna watch movies and eat and stuff, but not all the time. Mm. Not all the time. And y'all gotta realize you have to get to that point. Like, if we're fresh, if we're new, we're not doing that. But you know what? Because if I like you, I will.
I'm about to say.
I guess I'm being hypocritical because it's like, if I like you, I have done that quickly.
Don't contradict yourself.
I'm not doing no more.
Yeah, don't contradict yourself. Just I'm about to say, hold on. Because I've done that.
I just feel like once you get serious, then you do them type of dates.
Nah.
Yeah.
I could do them in the beginning. Mm. I want to get to know you. That way I can decide if I like you. And if I don't like you, then we ain't dating no more.
The home dates are just so personal to me.
I didn't say home dates. Okay. Shoot, you can go to his house or you can be at, like,
that's what I do. You think that's bad?
No.
I don't never let nobody come to my house. I always go to theirs.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. You're a female. But like, walks in the park, chilling at an establishment, just talking, even if it's like a lounge type thing where there's a couch mm-hmm. and you can just sit there and laugh and giggle and not even notice people making funny faces at y'all.
Yeah.
Like how we did that time we went to that restaurant and that old lady kept getting mad at us.
Which one?
Alice upstairs.
Yeah.
And the old lady sitting on sitting across from, like, behind you.
When we were talking to the other girls?
No. Just before us. We were talking to the other girls, when mm-hmm. we was just us in there. And the other girls are dope. Shout yeah. out to Hal and Sue.
Sue.
Hal and Sue. But, yeah. So, yeah, you could just have a good time and not even realize the eyes that you draw mm-hmm. from across the room.
Mm-hmm.
So, those are the dope moments that I love. Like, moments like that where it's personal.
Yeah.
Because we don't have enough of that. And that's because we don't have a lot of originality anymore. Mm-hmm. Back when we were growing up, we had a bunch of your parents making you sit down and talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents making you, you know, go out and be social, or make you go out and have friends or go to social events and be more close-knit with your family. But now we just have a bunch of cell phones and social media
yeah.
memes, and it's just yeah. annoying.
That's the, yeah.
And it sucks being this way yeah. in this world, because it's like, y'all don't talk. Like, y'all just go on a date and don't talk.
Right.
Like, you're not going to converse with each other. You're not going to have a, you're not going to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have a conversation.
Yeah. You're on a date, but you liking the picture of the couple on a date talking to each other.
And then, or you just sitting here saying, oh, you look nice. Thank you. So how was your day? It was good. How was yours? It's boring.
The generic shit.
It's so boring.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's why I love, like, not the so trying to impress each other first date. Mm-hmm. I love the, hey, you want to go to the park? Just chill, babe. Just chill.
And see, nature is my thing. I'm cool with that. I know a lot of attractions that we can go to, you know? So I'm good with that. I'm good with that.
I'm good with anything that doesn't involve a bug biting me. So I'm going to go to the park. But you better have some bug spray.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I'm sweet and they bite on me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's every time I go out. Like, even when I wore the shorts in here last time, not here, but the other one. I went home, bunch of little bites on my legs. I said, dang. And she was right beside me. She didn't get bit up at all.
What niggas wouldn't give to be the mosquito that did that? Anywho, so birds of a feather, y'all. All I want to say on that topic is, if you see the friends doing it, 9 times out of 10, they are too. Don't let them make you think otherwise.
So, bye.
For real, if his friend like that, he like that. You just ain't seen it
girl,
yet.
Shoot, the girl too. Shoot,
and
don't
the
say
girl
he.
Too, yeah. I'm
but
sorry.
Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all for having some really dope friends that hold you accountable.
Yeah, shout out to the good
make
friends.
You mature, make you better.
Yeah.
We got some at Crux Media, all on different podcasts, but they're super dope. Some of them hang out with each other outside of work,
mm-hmm.
and they hold each other accountable for the most part. So get you some friends like that, and don't flock with a bunch of them. They just sit there and allow you to do dumb shit.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to find us, which Just Got Laid Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and we got a number, Texas. Anytime, 803-298-8884.
And use that number. I had a few of you reach out to me and like, how can I leave a review or get in contact? This is how.
The number.
Yeah.
We'll respond. One of us.
Yeah. And as always, you just got laid.